USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
On day four of the murder trial, a former Minneapolis police officer, Derek Chauvin, and the death of George Floyd. The jury heard from Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross, and from a paramedic on scene, Derek Smith.
Did you see Mr. Floyd take any of those pills?
Yes, we took them together that time.
I'm sorry?
We did take them together that time.
And when he took those, obviously he didn't die, right?
No, he did not.
In a living person, there should be a pulse there. I did not feel one. I suspected this patient to be dead.
Chauvin's defense contends it was Floyd's drug use and underlying health conditions that led to his death. Chauvin is on trial after pinning his knee on Floyd's neck last May. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents said Thursday over 130 illegal aliens have surrendered near San Miguel, Arizona, 80 of them unaccompanied minors. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
A detective details how a shooter locked his victims inside a courtyard in Orange, California.
At least four people, including a child, were killed in a shooting at a Southern California business complex on Wednesday. The suspected gunman and a female victim were also shot. Police Lieutenant Jennifer Amott said a man locked the courtyards to block entrance to the buildings.
It appears the suspect used a bicycle-type cable lock to secure the gates from the inside on both the north and the south sides of the courtyard. Two officers engaged the suspect from outside of the gate, and an officer-involved shooting occurred.
California Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted, "It was horrifying and heartbreaking." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
One of the heartbreaking stories in the shooting is that of a 9-year-old boy who may have died in his wounded mother's arms as she tried in vain to save him. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A black man is facing charges for the violent attack on a defenseless Asian woman in New York City.
38-year-old Brandon Elliott is being charged with an assault as a hate crime. The NYPD saying the video attack on social media got 4 million impressions and also helped in retrieving tips from the public. Elliott already on parole for the fatal stabbing of his mother-in-law. Republican Congressman from New York, Nicole Meliotakis, says some of the state's policies are leading to violent criminals being released.
This is what's happening in radical cities and states like ours here in New York, where the policies being put in place are allowing individuals who are dangerous, who have criminal records, who have been convicted of serious crimes like murder, rape, to be released back onto the street. In this particular case, it was Governor Cuomo's appointed parole board that allowed this individual to be released. He was sentenced to 15 years to life. So after 17 years, was put back on the street. He was living in a homeless shelter, and he committed this heinous act.
That audio, courtesy of Fox and Friends First. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Opening day of Major League Baseball, the Royals take down the Rangers in a thriller, 14-10. Padres beat the Diamondbacks 8-7. It was the Cardinals 11, the Reds 6, and the Rays blanked the Marlins 1-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.